All right, so this may sound completely counterintuitive. You might think, Todd, you've lost it. This is it. You've gone over the edge. But listen to me. Hear me out. Let me explain it to you. Organic social media is completely dead. However, you still need to have it as part of your brand. What is happening, people of the interwebs? It's another episode of the Do Things Podcast, and I am Todd Frazier, your host, as always. And I'm really excited to get into this episode. Before we get started real quick, make sure that you're following us wherever you're listening to this. You're subscribed so you're updated on all of the episodes that are coming. We got a lot of content coming. We're really trying to push this and reach as many people as possible. In that, would you also share this out and tell your friends and family if they need some inspiration or if they need to be equipped with some techniques to do things, this is the place to come. Remember, dothingspodcast.com. Leave us a review on iTunes or anywhere that you're listening to this. And share it on social media, because you know what? Social media is such a huge, huge part of our culture today. It's constantly on everybody's mind. It's constantly talked about in the business world, in the culture, in social circles. It is how we relate. It is something that I love to use. And it is really, really, really powerful if you use it right for your relationships and for your brands, for your business. Something I think that is really interesting, though, is it's changing. It's evolving all the time. It's never the same. The way that social media was even 3 weeks ago is not the same way that it is today. The way that it was 6 months ago is definitely not the way it is today. And you need to be on top of the changes and what's going on. And sometimes that can be really overwhelming. So what I want to try and do is, as things change and as priorities and focus needs to be adjusted to really do the best on social, I want to try and talk about that as much as possible here through my experiences and the experiences of our guests to really help you make an impact and use social to your best possible scenario every time you're using it. So, and something that is a topic that's come up, actually was just speaking with a group, the FCA of Orange County, that's called stands for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's a group that runs camps and programs and Bible studies within schools here in Orange County. And we were talking about social media, and the entire meeting was about how to utilize social for them. And one of the big questions that comes up is, well, with organic versus paid, which should I focus on? And unfortunately, the frustrating answer is both. So I don't know if how long you've been on social. I've been on social since the original MySpace days, like early stuff. Like, I was a Napster guy and downloading songs, and then got into the LimeWire, and then MySpace came about, and then Facebook. So I've seen the evolution of all of this internet stuff. Like, I was alive before the internet. Some of you listening to this may not even know that there was a before the internet, but there was. It was there. It was not there, rather. We were there and it wasn't. But as all of these things are evolving, the thing that keeps changing is specifically the organic reach on Facebook or on Instagram or on Twitter or all those things. The organic meaning, when I say organic, maybe you don't know what that means. When I say organic is when you just simply put something on your profile, you post a picture or words or a video, the organic reach is how it just naturally gets in front of the people that follow you, which is the whole point of social, is so that your information that you're sharing is getting in front of the people that follow you so that you can create the relationship and then build that relationship, and you have a common ground with each other, and then you can build each other up and share things. And anyways, it's relationships, and that's what social is for. However, if you're posting things and the things called algorithms change how your stuff gets seen, it gets really, really difficult to actually utilize social in a way that makes sense, especially if you're a business, especially if you're trying to share your message to reach people on the internet through social media. Things about the organic you have to understand, because that is exactly what you're wanting to do, is to get your message to people. But if it's not getting to them, what do you do? So what I started to tell you was that organic is dead. It's dead. There was a time where I could post a video on Facebook or on Instagram, and within 24 hours, I had 1,500 views from the almost 2,000 people that followed my account. And now, if I post a video, I'm lucky to get 500 organic views from the more than 2,000 people that follow me. So that the number of people that are actually seeing it organically in their feed is drastically changed. But the way that you get around that is by using paid social media. You do advertising. You run ads in Facebook. You run them on Instagram. You can run them on Twitter. You run them on LinkedIn, and you can run them on Snapchat to get your content in front of people that would want to see it. Now you can do that to people that already follow you by targeting them, or people that don't already follow you, and you can grow your audience that way. But the biggest part about that people miss is they think, oh man, cool, then I can just do one piece of content and run the ad for a week and then it'll grow my following. The problem with that is if you're just focusing on the paid advertising on social media and that's all that you're hanging your hat on, the problem is that when people go and look back at your profile and they really see, okay, what's this person about? Or what's this business about? I like what this ad says. I like this video or picture or words that I saw in an ad. I like what that says. But let me go check out and dig a little deeper, because the reality is, guys, nobody just looks at the surface anymore. Because I do so much internet stalking. It's kind of, Tammy calls me a creepy stalker sometimes, because it's true, because there's so much you can find out just by clicking a few little links and getting down a rabbit hole and learn a lot about people, because everything is online. Literally everything is online. Unless you have decided not to put your profile online, which in that case, you're probably not even listening to this. So I would assume you all have profiles online. And that means that people can research you. People can research your business. People can go back and see the things that you've done in the past to really kind of gather their thoughts about what they really feel about this singular piece of content they saw in an ad. And the thing that I think a lot of people miss is they will just basically forget or ignore the organic and focus on the paid, because that's where everyone says, well, organic is dead, you need to run paid ads, which is true. That's the hard part. It's true. The organic reach is really extremely limited on every platform, with the exception of maybe Twitter and LinkedIn, with the exception of the fact that those two platforms are totally different than the other Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, where it's more content related. But those things are the reach is limited. The organic reach is limited severely, so you have to run ads. But people are going to see that ad, and just watching one ad 98% of the time is not going to make somebody trust you or make somebody come and be a part of your business or give you their money or follow you because they like that one piece of content. They're going to want to see more. They're going to want to see if that intrigues them, if that piece of content, that ad that you put out there, it intrigues them, it strikes their curiosity. They're going to want to hit the profile button and go back and look at what your actual organic posts are, which is why you can't ignore the organic feed. You have to still be putting up content on that organic feed so that when people see the ad and they click something to go back to your profile, they see that it's not a fake thing. A lot of times, when I see ads come through, now because I'm in marketing, I look at the ads that come through my feed specifically. I almost don't look at the organic stuff that people are posting, because I'm wanting to see what ads are working, what ads I'm seeing, what ads people are putting out there. I'm just learning. I'm studying all the time. Like I've said before on this podcast, if I'm consuming, it's probably because I'm studying. It's not because I'm doing anything else. There are some things that I do for entertainment and stuff on the internet, but really for the most part, if I'm consuming social media, it's because I'm studying something or someone and researching how to do something better. That's really the main reason. So I'm watching the ads that come through, and a lot of times I'll want to click on the profile. Instead of clicking on the ad, I'll click on the profile name at the top of the ad and try and go back to either their Facebook or their Instagram profile or their LinkedIn profile or their Twitter profile and look at their profile as a whole to see if they're actually something that I'm interested in or something that they're paying attention to, both sides of the coin, because you have to do both. Even though it sounds counterintuitive, you still have to do both. And the ones that I click on that either it doesn't even go to a profile because they don't have a profile, because if you're running an ad on Instagram through the Facebook Business Manager, you can have it choose to use your Facebook page instead of an Instagram account, so you don't technically have to have an Instagram account. And if you click the name, it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't take you anywhere, which signals to me, oh, okay, so this person doesn't even have an Instagram profile. There's not even a profile on Instagram that I can look at to go back at. And then if you click on one and it takes you to like two or three posts and there's either zero or very few followers, you start to get suspect. And you start to think, is this just a scheme? Is it something that's not actually what it's showing itself to be in the ad that I looked at? So you have to always think about the big picture. You have to back up. I always talk about the 30,000 foot view. You have to look at the big picture and really see, as you're seeing all of this, does it match up? If you run an ad that says, we love connecting with our people and sharing ideas and we have this great product or service and we'd love to help you, but then you have no organic feed or you have very few things very few things in an organic feed that relate and support that idea, you've lost a lot of credibility. And if you're building a brand, I've said before, your brand is your reputation. It's literally just how people view you, how people think about you. When people think about your brand, what do they think about? And if they think about an empty profile page with no organic posts or very little organic posts, they're going to start thinking, well, maybe what I see in this ad is not real. So you need to have everything connect. You need to run both sides of the coin. Yes, both sides of the corn. We're not Nebraska, although if you're in Nebraska, I love corn. Both sides of the coin. You have to run the paid ads because that's the way that you get in front of people, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, all of them. You have to run ads to get your stuff in front of people. But if they click on the ad and they go research you, because they will, people will look you up, guys. Don't be ignorant or naive to say, oh, they won't look it up. They'll just look at the ad and then go to my website. No, they don't. People hardly go to websites anymore. They go to the website to find the social links to go back to your social to see what that's like. It's seriously, guys, that's how it works. So you have to make sure you have backup. You have to back up what you're putting out. You have to have something that supports your message in a way that people can research and say, okay, this is for real. This is actually what I saw in the ad. And I feel comfortable with that because you're building, when you're building a brand, you're building a relationship. And if you're just looking at the sale, your longevity starts to go away. Yes, you might get the sale today, but in 10 years, that person may have forgotten your brand and didn't have any reason to come back to you. So you have to create the relationship, and the relationship comes through getting your message in front of people, which is usually ads these days, and then it's continuing that relationship by sharing value and creating a common conversation that is related to other people in the organic feed. So you have to do both, even though organic's dead and it feels counterintuitive and you might be spending what you feel like is too much money for somebody to put pictures and videos in your profile feed for your business. That is super critical. It's very important to have both. You have to have organic, you have to have paid, you have to do both because they feed off of each other. And that is how you exponentially grow a brand. You don't just run ads and you don't just do organic. You have to do them both together. You have to do them all the time. And it may seem like right now you're spinning wheels, but in 3, 6 months, a year, 2 years, you're going to see so much more deep benefit from having that organic along with the paid. It's going to be night and day, guys. It's going to be the people that right now do organic and paid at the same time are going to get paid dividends exponentially larger than those that just do one or the other. So don't do one or the other. Do them all. Organic is dead. Yes, it's true, but you still have to pay attention to it. It's extremely critical that you don't just drop the ball and say, organic's dead, I'm going to forget about it. You can't, because people research. It's true. We're curious. That's why we're scared on the internet, is because we're afraid that people are going to look us up, because they do. They do. It's real. They do it. And I do it. I specifically do it for lots of different reasons. But you have to do, even though it's dead, you've got to do them both. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? If it makes sense, hit me on Twitter at TFraserSoCal or on Facebook or Instagram, TFraserSoCal. Let me know that you hear that, you feel it, because it's real, it's true. And if you need help with your social, if you need help with your paid ads, go to phrasing.com/marketing, phrasing.com/marketing. And you can see some of the stuff that we do there with our clients and some of the packages that we have to be able to help you guys. So guys, always, you have to do organic even though it's dead and you might be super frustrated about it. Okay? I promise you, I'm dead serious. You have to do it. Okay guys, get out there, do things. This is the Do Things Podcast. I'm Todd Frazier and we will see you on the next episode. Peace. Thanks so much for listening to the Do Things Podcast. We are really, really excited to connect with as many people as possible. So if you wouldn't mind, if you would share this out to your friends and family so that we can inspire and equip as many people as possible to take action. We got a lot of things coming up in the future, so make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast wherever you're listening to it so that you can stay up to date on all the episodes that are coming out. We've got a few interviews that are lined up. They're going to be really, really great to give you a lot of more insight and inspiration to be able to take action. If you want to see more about what's going on with the Do Things Podcast or Todd in general, you can go to phrazeinc.com, phrazeinc.com. Check us out there. There's links to Todd's tax practice to the digital marketing practice to the podcast itself to the speaking, and then just everything connected to Fraser Industries is there. So thank you so much for being a part of the Do Things podcast community. Again, we are so excited that you're here, and we can't wait for the next episode. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.